USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
All of the Democratic candidates take to the mic to give speeches amid a delay in reporting the final results from the Iowa caucuses. The reason for the delay not totally clear, but there are reports of inconsistencies. President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A Super Bowl champion finding a unique and very different way to celebrate after the big game in Miami Sunday night. USA Radio's John Hunt on the story.
After the Kansas City Chiefs stormed back to win the Super Bowl, defensive tackle Derek Nnadi celebrated the victory in a very unique way by helping animals in need. The Kansas City Pet Project announced on Facebook the star player had paid off the adoption fees for every single adoptable dog at each of their locations. Thanks to his incredible support, following the win, more than 100 available dogs will have their adoption fees sponsored starting today. They said they've had an average of 20 new dogs coming into the shelter every day, so this comes at a great time as our shelter is full of wonderful pets looking for homes. I'm John Hunt.
And an update now on the coronavirus. More than 400 people have died in China. There are at least 20,000 confirmed cases there, 11 confirmed cases here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a political interview making lots of news. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden snapping at NBC's Savannah Guthrie as she asks him about his son Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here, that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing, and no one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
And the exchange on NBC News gets more uncomfortable.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
He's a very bright guy.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining almost 144 points to close at 28,399. The Nasdaq up 122 points. The S&P 500 gaining 23 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.